Pawtucket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Happy Tuesday morning to you. 251-343-0106. If you want to weigh in on anything we are discussing this morning, coming up on the program in about a half hour from the Media Research Center, Michael Morris will be with us. 10 o'clock hour, Secretary of State John Merrill. And 11 o'clock hour, we'll talk to former State Senator Dick Brubaker and wind it all up with Mo Brooks campaign chair, co-chair, I should say, Stan McDonald. So a jam-packed show to go. But first, going to kick it off here. My good friend, I think a really good public servant for the folks in Lee County, Tallapoosa County, State Senator Tom Watley joins us on the line. Senator, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How you doing, buddy?
Doing well. Hey, thanks for making time for us. We always appreciate it. I want to get you on for a few things, but we'll kick it off here. Let's tell us, running re-election, you got one of the few contested races. How's your re-election bid going?
Very happy with it right now. But I do want to say, having Dick Brubaker on, I just really like him. I served with him for 8 years, sweet mate with him, just a tremendous public servant. And on the, you know, my father has had some health problems recently, had an aortic aneurysm last week, and they patched him up at UAB. He's doing great. But I want to tell you that my sweet mate, Steve Livingston, has been just super to me and taking care of things. Will Barfoot was great for me. He and I worked together to make sure the committee got held and bills were moved along as they needed to be. And I can't say enough to the guy that sits next to me in the Senate, Chris Elliott. I mean, he's just been wonderful in making sure that I had everything I needed and making sure he covered down for me. And Clay Schofield and Greg Reed, just the majority leader in the pro tem, just so supportive. And I can't wait to get back to work.
And you guys, that's really indicative of kind of the climate in the Senate. You guys really work together really well, even across party lines.
It's a great family. Yes, across party lines, too. You know, Bobby Singleton, Senator Smitherman, Senator Tacoma Madison, Senator Beasley, Senator Figures all checked on me while Dad was going through his procedure at UAB. And we're just all kinds of happy and grateful that it's worked out the way it did. And you know, Dan Roberts, you know, Clyde Chambliss, good match for better public servants and better friends.
Senator, I saw you on, I guess it's the Front Porch Show in Alexander City last week. And I didn't realize
this. Yes, sir.
I didn't realize this. I know about your service, but particularly as the world's kind of watching what's going on in Eastern Europe and Ukraine, you weren't that far away, stationed for a bit in Romania, and I thought you had an interesting perspective, and maybe you could share it with our audience.
Yes, sir. Thanks for asking about that. I'm wrapping up on, maybe wrap up on March the 20th, unless things happen and they extend forces, but March 20th would be possibly my last day in the military after a 34-year military career. I've certainly enjoyed it. It's been great. I've loved it. One of the better things I've done in my life. But from 2005 to 2007, I served in Bucharest, Romania, in the Office of the Defense Attaché with the Defense Intelligence Agency, which that is part of. And so we're in the embassy there and working in the Ministry of Defense with the Romanian military, land forces and their air forces. And it was evident only 15 years removed from the totalitarian dictatorship of Ceausescu that you could still see the effects of communism and socialism and repression, but you could also see the joy and life that the people had in coming to work every day, making their own decisions about where they worked, making their own decisions about what they ate, making their own decisions about where they lived. And I remember one of my Romanian cohorts telling me that you live in District 1. And I said, oh, really? He said, yeah, you could have old districts here, District 1 through 7. If you live in District 1, you could go to District 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. But if you lived in District 7, you were segregated to District 7. And that meant you weren't necessarily a friend of the state or a friend of the people. And that's how they do things. You see that out of the Democratic Party now in Washington. not necessarily here in Alabama, but in Washington, you see that out of that. That's what's going on with Biden and Kamala Harris, is their socialist tendencies to making us, wanting to make us a socialist nation, and I'm going to fight against it every day I can.
Yeah, and there's, you know, the state legislature is kind of the last line of defense a lot of times against some of these policies. I just go back to the special session you guys had where you had to put in place a the ban, or I won't say the ban, but at least to create a definition of exemptions on vaccine mandates. It is that line of last resort a lot of times against some of these, I think, big-time left-of-center policies.
It is, and, you know, I lived in Romania for 2 years. I lived right around, I guess, 400 or 500 miles from where the fighting is going on now. I've been to the Ukraine. I've been to Moldova and, you know, the surrounding areas there. And then you have, the Ukraine wraps around Moldova and then Romania and Bulgaria right below. It's a great area. I love being there, but you can see the effects of what communism and socialism had, how people didn't have things, and now they're so excited to have choices and have things. And you want to make sure, you can see that happening in what Biden's trying to do, is prices going up, gas prices going up. You can see food not being on the shelves. This is what socialist tendencies and socialist ideas bring to you. And we have to fight against that in the legislature every day. Unfortunately, we have a $1 billion surplus in our budget. Washington cannot do that. We have balanced our budget for the last 12 years. Prior to that, we didn't. The legislature didn't. They had to go through proration. That was under the Democratic control. But for the last 12 years that I've been in office, we've balanced our budget every year. And now we have a $1 billion surplus. Plus, Jeff, we paid back every penny borrowed before we got into office. So we've made some great strides in Alabama and have our budgets in the right place.
Well, tell us about this. The folks in Romania, Eastern Europe, all former Soviet bloc, Warsaw Pact countries, getting that taste of freedom, getting that taste of maybe somewhat, not quite, but a Western-style democracy. They're not under the authoritarian regime. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough if Russia really wants to take it back in that direction, don't you think? That now they've seen the light in Eastern Europe and not really a willingness to go back.
I don't see the willingness to go back. I saw people in Romania having a desire, in the Ukraine when I was there in Hungary, when I was there, having a desire to keep moving forward with the capitalist tendencies and, you know, doing things. I think the biggest thing is they got to make their own decisions every day when they woke up without fear of the government, you know, coming back on them with some type of repressive action against them or their family. And that is what Vladimir Putin brings, and that is what, you know, Joe Biden is letting him do.
Senator, let's transition to what's going on here in the state. Just a few more minutes to go. I'll say this. You've watched this this whole sausage-making process of the Alabama legislature probably for quite some time. Looking back at the some of the reforms Republicans have made, at least fiscal responsibility, you may not have accomplished everything you've hoped, but at least with budgets and things like that, you seem to be in a good place. The state's in a good place financially, and you can really credit Republican control of the legislature, and you've been there for the whole time.
Absolutely. We came into office in 2010, the Republican legislature did, the Senate and House. And prior to that, we had proration every 2 out of every 3 years, meaning that the legislature would have budgeted more money than they had. And that's just irresponsible budgeting, spending more than you have. Well, we stopped doing that in 2010 when we took over. From 2010 to 2012, by living and working within a budget, we have increased appropriations to teachers every year, teachers that have more pay raises than they had the previous 12 years. And we have balanced budgets with a $1 billion surplus because we focused our tax credits on things that would create jobs and create more revenue for the state to improve the finances we have. And that's exactly what we've done, using, you know, capitalist tendencies that would be pro-business, that would build our budgets and build our economy and grow it to one of the strongest in the nation. and that's what we have here in Alabama, fortunately, at this time. Now, we can't say the same thing about Washington, but in Alabama, we are in a great financial situation. And you have Tripp Pittman, you have Greg Allbritt, you have Arthur Orr to really credit to those leading the charge on that.
Well, I would think this, though, that you got to be kind of cautious about this. They keep talking about a fiscal cliff on the way, but, you know, the record budgets for education spending, all that, it may not last into the immediate future just because of the headwinds created by what I would argue is this administration and its economic policies.
Well, you're right about that, Jeff, but let's go back to visit that. Well, I said we have a $1 billion surplus. So we have positioned Alabama, we being the Republican legislature that I'm a part of and have been part of the last 12 years, we have positioned Alabama in a way that I feel like we are in very good position to be able to withstand a recession, to make sure we're at least able to fund our schools properly and to run our state government in the manner that the citizens have become accustomed to. So, you know, with a recession that is created by Washington and their policies over just the last year, I do think Alabama is in a position, if something happens, to be able to withstand that very well. And I'm saying it will, but we are positioned with a surplus budget that we'll be able to allocate if we need to.
Senator, as you may well know, being the senator for Auburn, Auburn in the NCAA tournament here, I like asking you to give us predictions on Auburn athletics because it seems to always make news. But how do you feel about the Auburn Tigers as they head into March Madness?
Well, okay, as you know, I always pick Auburn to win every game all the time. So, I mean, obviously Auburn will win the NCAA tournament and go, I think they got to win 6 games. I don't think that's a problem for them. But in all reality, they have Bruce Pearl. Auburn has Bruce Pearl. Who else would you want leading your team in the whole country other than Bruce Pearl? So with him at the helm and the players that we have that play unselfishly and play as a team, you know, Auburn has the shot, just like everybody else does, but I think a very good shot of taking it all the way and winning all 6 games that they got to play and bringing a national championship back to Auburn, Alabama. But in any event, no matter what happens, I'm proud of this team. I'm proud of our university. I'm proud of the research they're doing. I'm proud of the $4.3 million contract they just signed with the U.S. Army on additive manufacturing that we've been working on the last 3 years. I hope to continue that for the next 4 years in Alabama Senate and War Eagle.
Yeah, you know, that is who would have thought Auburn kind of, I think, becoming a basketball school that is, it may not be there every year, but there out of 2 of every 3 years, it seems. Did you ever see that coming?
I would not have bet on it, but, you know, with Bruce Pearl, that just shows you what leadership and dynamic personalities mean to anything out there. So if you have a dynamic personality, a dynamic leader, whether it be in the military, whether it be on the athletic field or the basketball court, you're going to have an opportunity to be successful.
Hey, Senator, folks want to find out about your campaign, check it out. You got a website or a social media page?
Yeah, Tom Wiley. Yes, sir. TomWileyRepresentative.com. May 24th is the election. I need your vote and support. We've talked about the last 12 years of fiscal responsibility, and I think we bring that to the table for the next 4 years. I'm looking forward to serving the citizens of Lee, Russell, and Tallapoosa County. And if you've got any problems or any concerns, just give me a call, 334-559-3420.
Senator, as always, we appreciate your time, and we will talk again soon.
Thanks, boss. Have a good one.
You too. State Senator Tom Watley there on the line. Let's get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Porch Show on FN Talk 106.5. You know it ain't so. See you.